was in their best interest to have the price down. So this is why you kept having short positions, short positions. But at some point, when does that game end? And this is what I want to tell everybody. That game will end. You can't manipulate something forever. You can't manipulate the price of something where the supply doesn't exist, right? So the supply is going away. You know, if it's going away and manufacturers need it and it's not there, they're going to offer whatever price necessary to buy it so they can complete their finished product, whether it's Lockheed Martin or Boeing, you know, needing it for missiles, whether it's Tesla needing it for electric vehicles, whether it's Sony, Samsung, LG needing it for batteries or for electronics, whether it's a solar company needing it for solar power. Silver is needed and it's running out, right? And so here's where this really does kill the banking system, because the massive amounts of shorts that they have. So answer your question. I think we're a matter of 2 weeks away from some big bank failing to probably something before the end of the year, right? And so, and I'm not in the business of making predictions like that. I mean, I'll talk about the news. I'll talk about the trends. I'll talk about my analysis and why I think. I don't think that's necessarily a prediction. It's just like, this is what happens when trends come to fulfillment. Where are we in the trend? Where are we in the cycle? And I think we're really close to the end game, Alex, and which is why geopolitical tensions are ramping up. Why big billionaires that are in the know are dumping their banking shares. We've got to look at those fundamental forces and rationale of why big people are doing things and start to do the same. They're heading to the hills for safety. And I think we should do the same.
I mean, I'm sitting here 30 years on air, and listeners know I don't talk like this. I've never seen something so ridiculously obvious. And like, you've got a crew, they're busy taking calls and helping people and taking orders. My crew's been crushed down to nothing. They do a great job. It would take somebody a day or so just to go through the last year of interviews and have you just say this, say that for like 5 minutes and then show the price of silver go just like you said, and gold, and then now you can just, and you're being very conservative privately. Again, are you willing to say what you really think silver and gold are going to do privately? Because that's your private thing. You're not telling people that's what's going to happen. You're not guaranteeing it. But yeah, you've been very conservative, and it's been a little bit above what you predicted so far. But I mean, really, potentially on the high end, what could it do? Versus, are there some weird financial black swans that could drive it down?
I don't think there's going to be anything that can really drive it down. Of course, nothing is going to go straight up. You'll have two steps forward, one step back, two steps forward, one step back. But I think some black swans that are going to cause it to go up this week on the 22nd through the 24th, when the BRICS meetings is happening in Russia, what is their currency? Their currency, the new BRICS unit, is going to be a basket of currencies. You know, it's basically going to be comprised on a weighted basis of all the currencies in the BRICS countries, but 40% of the weighting of that new currency is going to be gold. Talk about the demand for gold when you're talking about a trade bloc that's somewhere between 50 and 70% of the world's population having 40% of their currency backed by gold. Alex, that's massive, right? And historically, silver outperforms gold in a bull market. When gold is in a bull market, silver does better, right? So what does Wall Street now think that silver is going to get to? Probably $75 in this move, right? So I'm thinking by the end of the year, we'll probably see silver at 50. We'll probably see gold at 3,000. And this is where, you know, if you don't understand what I'm saying because you haven't heard previous shows, this will basically initiate a ratio trade when silver is 60 to 1. It's now 85 to 1. And we can compound your ounces of gold that you own by allocating into silver. Now, see, this is an amazing strategy to not just increase your wealth, compound your ounces of the metals that you own without you adding any new capital to it. See, this is coming. So I think by the end of this year, which we're very close, right? We're only 2.5 months away, whatever it is. I think silver hits 50. I think next year you could see silver somewhere, and this is going to be a big range, but we never know what kind of black swans. We never know what banks are going to fail. We never know what geopolitical risks there are. If there's nuclear war, like you talked about on the first hour of this show, and why China is preparing for that, silver could be 75 to 150 next year. next year. Alex, it's 30. It was 33.91 on Friday when it closed. Markets just opened up somewhere overseas, probably in Shanghai, because they're so far ahead. It's now trading at $34.10 an ounce. Things are moving quickly. And this is why when the foundations around us are eroding and people are so fearful and they think, I don't know what to do. Everything's falling apart. I'm so stinking scared. It's like, you don't have to be scared of your finances if you take action and do the right thing. I mean, look, we saw silver move 6% in one day on Friday. I think we're going to see many, many, many more days like that as the world continues to crumble financially. As soon as we see another big bank failure, which I'm guessing we will have another one before the end of this year, and it's not just going to be one. I think you have one big bank that fails, and you're now going to then see what we saw in Silicon Valley Bank. That Silicon Valley Bank went down. It caused a slight contagion where you saw First Republic and Signature Bank and Silvergate Bank and Credit Suisse. They all went under. It was just like this contagion. This time, the contagion is going to be much bigger because the debt is more extreme. I think it's going to be a larger bank. I don't think it's going to be a regional bank. That would be what I think is going to happen because these banks are so undercapitalized and the inflationary pressures, like we just saw, our wages aren't keeping up with inflation. They haven't for 24 years. We've got a problem, Alex. And I think we start to see things manifest themselves in a big, huge way before the end of this year.
Man, I started the broadcast today with all the nuclear war news. And China saying prepare for total war. North Korea does that routinely, but not China. And you've got the Bild reporting, it's very respected in Germany. The diplomats say they're going to give nukes to Ukraine the next 2 weeks. And you've got Israel documents confirmed set to strike Iran before the election. I mean, this is just madness. That's obviously why Iran's saying they're preparing for war, is they've got an alliance, strategic alliance, a mutual defense pact with Iran. That's how world wars start. And now there's nuclear weapons. And I'm just so upset at the globalist and just all of this craziness. They built up China, and then China double-crossed them 10 years ago or so, and now that's all screwed up. It's like Hitler and Stalin being buddies at first and turning on each other. It's just history's repeating. You've got all these Democrat Party lawyers, the rest of them, you know, and they're trying to kill Trump, and then Trump's, you know, doing stunts, which are great, like at McDonald's, running the, you know, fry fryer and handing people, you know, meals out the window to obviously make fun of Kamala. Who said she worked at McDonald's. They checked the record. She never did. So all that's fun stuff. All that's cute and great, and I get it. I mean, I like to do shows like that too, and I'd love to have a show just about fun stuff, and I get it. He's going out to voters that see that as a normal guy, and, you know, that Trump is a hardworking normal guy. It's just that at the end of the day, I hate to be a Debbie Downer, but I believe exposing all this really hardcore serious stuff, Kurt, is how we're going to stop it. I don't think that. I know that.
Yeah, I mean, people, you said it earlier when you quoted scripture. It's like people perish because of a lack of knowledge. So therefore, we have to make sure that the knowledge is out there so people can connect the dots and make a wise decision for their families, for their future, for the future generations of their families. I mean, you have to. And it's obvious people do perish because of lack of knowledge. That's just common sense. Doesn't take God to tell us that. That's common sense. But yet God did tell us that. And so this is why sometimes, you know, I mean, we read all the comments, you know, it's like, you know, people say, oh, you're just a prophet of gloom and doom. And you're saying, it's like, no, we're just saying what's happening in the world that the globalists are making happen. And we're providing solutions for that. We're trying to bring hope into this dark world. And that's our mission. That's our goal. And because I want to have people have a smile on their face. You know, when Paul wrote most of the New Testament, you know, and he talked about, you know, grace and mercy and having joy in the middle of all circumstances, right? It's like, where did he write that from? He was in prison when he wrote that. He was in jail, right? It's like, how could you talk about joy in the midst of all circumstances when you're writing this from jail? This is what happens when Christ enters your life and he can be peace in the midst of the storm. And that's what we're trying to bring people. You bring it all the time on all kinds of different topics. I try to bring it just financially.
And you're doing a great job. And out of all the bad things happening, at least people that are aware are ahead of this some. So there's that silver lining to get into silver and gold. Everybody should call you at 720-605-3900, 720-605-3900, or kepm.com/gold. Kirk Elliott, Precious Metals, kepm.com/gold. Kirk, God bless you. Sunday Night Live with the great Chase Geyser. He's always covers a ton of news, fast-moving clips. You don't want to miss Chase Geyser on Sunday Night Live. It's coming up on the streams at Real Alex Jones and at Infowars.com/show and stations across the country. Stay with us, and Lord willing, I'll be back tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central on the final days of Infowars, potentially.
I've been telling listeners for months that Infowars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word in the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work for somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to the alexjonesstore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that?